Lights. Ah. Hey guys, welcome to Friendly Town. I'm your host, John Hurst. Ugh. And I need a hangover cure. Really, really bad. Actually, the entire town. We had a bit of a festival over the weekend, okay? In Friendly Town. Our imaginary village come to life inside Knoxville. You guys, it all makes sense. I can't explain it right now, but we made all the sort of alcoholic cummus. It got very interesting. And the long and short of it, everything hurts. It's just like everything hurts forever. And we need your guys' help, every one of you, to help with a hangover cure for us. So, just like I'm gonna share one of mine right here. Like, usually I would have my notepad right here, but I don't have it. It's just, I'm pretend there's a notepad here and pretend I'm flipping through it. Yeah. Oh, that one. Yeah, that one's good. All right.
Oh!
That's why you buy the magic notebook, people. The one that flies at you. thank you, bartending mayor Todd Lewis, everybody. I don't have many hangover cures, but I think I got one that really works. All right, guys, hear me out. Listen to me. First of all you have to do is go to Goodwill and buy 12 copies of Jerry Maguire. All right. Like, keep up with me. It can be either on VHS or DVD. It doesn't matter. VHS is way better for this, but not many people have that many VCRs in their house, so that comes in mind. You go to your house, and for every device that you have that can play Jerry Maguire, you put one copy of Jerry Maguire in. At that point, every 15 minutes, you start a new copy of Jerry Maguire. Like Row Row Your Boat, but Jerry Maguire. By the time you get to the Show Me the Money scene, you either pass out, or you'll be cured of your hangover. Either way, you don't care about life anymore, and that's probably part of, like, that's good, right? So, for the hangover part. That went somewhere, right? That went everywhere that you want to be, like Visa, sure, for sure. We're just gonna, like, clearly you guys are not impressed by that hangover cure, but we got plenty more waiting for us here. First up to the stage, Jeff Danger, can you help me with this hangover?
If you're not a wizard, there's one like surefire, like hangover cure. For it doesn't matter what your hangover is, you're drinking, having a good time. Next day you don't feel so good, right? You wake up, you don't feel so good. What'd you do? Where you mess up there? Well, first off, you woke up. That means you went to sleep. Number two, you stopped drinking. Okay, now I understand that some people consider me a binge drinking alcoholic, but that would mean that I would go on multiple binges. You know, like a binge drinking alcoholic, every time they drink, it's like one turns into 20. Right? I'm on one binge, just one binge. Don't stop ever drinking. Don't ever go to sleep. You never wake up to the hangover. Now, I understand not everyone can live this lifestyle. You know, they have, like, jobs or families or parole. And you can't exactly just, like, steal a car at 5 a.m. and crash into a liquor store to continue your habit. So you're judging me. I thought this was a hipster bar.
Just real cool redheads.
So if that doesn't work for you, there are individual cures for the different types of alcohol. Basically, in this region, we particularly have 5 types of alcohol. That'd be beer, right? Wine, dark liquor, clear liquor, and malt liquor. Okay. So with beer. Oh, dog hair, right? You heard this one? No. That's your face right now. That's what you look like. That's not a cure either. But dog hair, now I don't recommend to make the dog hair brew if you're not a witch or an alchemist. Fucking amateurs. But if you go to witch or an alchemist, you get the dog hair. Not here. That's the beer one. Fuck you. Wine. There's no cure for whining. That was, I attempted a bad pun, but that was just true. You look like you whine a lot. She closed her mouth. Okay. that was her response. No, the wine hangover is the worst hangover, I think, because it affects you here, here, and here. But do you know the wine trick? You know the wine trick? You turn upside down, pop your shoes off. She knows how to open a wine bottle with her shoes. That's why she's laughing now. That she's not even looking. dark liquors. The best way to cure the hangover of dark liquor is to kill a man. Now, I understand it might be difficult. No, this is mostly... Okay. If it's hard for you to kill a man... you know, do it while you're drunk. Clear liquor. What was that one? Fuck. Okay, clear liquor. The easiest way to get over clear liquor. Do something you've never done before. Because whenever you get hungover on clear liquor, what do you say to yourself? I'm never drinking again. This is bullshit. Hangover and clear liquor. Do something you've never done before. You know, like a Trump tweet. malt liquor. You like the malt liquor, sir. Now you know this one. You know this one. You smoke a blunt. Yeah. But here's the problem. If you're hungover from the malt liquor, you weren't already smoking a blunt, which is fucking stupid. That's like buying Swisher sweets and then just smoking them regularly. Like, who the fuck are you? Like, what are you? 14-year-olds, Jesus. 14-year-olds drink malt liquor and smoke Swisher sweets with no weed. That's who does that shit. Children. Now, obviously you can mix your liquors, and that could be the worst hangover, so... you know, you take a dead man's shoes, fill them with dog hair, mail it to the White House, and then smoke a blunt. Right. Or just don't drink alcohol anymore. I don't recommend that one, because we're in a bar that I like. Okay. Bye.
Once again, our wizard, Jeff Danger. While he was up here dispensing all sorts of wonderful advice, I went into his wizard bag and just snorted all sorts of wizard stuff. None of it worked, unfortunately. I don't have to wear these anymore. Oh God, it's so bright. Coming up next, someone who should know what he's talking about with hangover cures. It is our bartending mayor, Todd Lewis.
So, look, I'm not going to bullshit any of you. I'm hungover, terminally hungover, as I call it, usually 3 to 4 days a week. And the difference between a normal hangover and a terminal hangover is that, like, a normal hangover is gone by, like, 2 or 3 o'clock. Terminal hungover, you're still hungover at, like, 11 p.m., midnight, still hungover. So I've learned all kinds of tricks to help you through it. And I'm not going to bullshit you with any of those tricks that, like, people just make up for their own entertainment. They're like, yeah, take a raw egg and put it in a dirty sock and then throw it in the microwave and then cover it in raspberry jam and stick it on your nipples. Like, none of that stuff. I'm going to give you practical advice that's very real. the very first piece of advice I give you is prevention. Not drinking a whole bunch, because that's stupid. But right before you go to bed, eat something stupid. A lot of people say, like, drink some water. No. Eat something really fucking stupid. Eat something that is just like, that a pissed off teenager would eat. Something that's just a bad idea. Yeah. Like a whole box, not just five. Like, okay, so that's like number one, because that will make you feel a ton better when you wake up the next day. Now, when you wake up the next day, this part is also paramount. Do not go outside. The only reason that you should go outside is if you're going to be in water. There's like a pool situation or like a lake situation. That's the only way you should go outside. Otherwise, stay inside until the hungover is through. So, you're going to want to, as soon as you wake up, you're going to want to go back to sleep. And when you can't sleep anymore, you're going to want to acquire food. Whatever food you eat, whether you sucker someone into bringing it for you, get delivery, or, you know. I mean, being in your car is okay as long as you're, like, cranking the AC if you've got to do a drive-through situation. But the point is, you want something that's really heavy and greasy, like maybe like a big burger or like a bunch of French fries. I don't know if you're like a vegetarian, just like, you know, something greasy and gross. You want something greasy and heavy that's really going to stick in there. And so then you're going to want to, you know, be back someplace comfortable relatively soon after that, because you are just going to shit like a banshee. That's just the next thing that's going to happen, and it's going to be fantastic. And then right after you shit like a banshee, you're still going to be set in for like about 4 to 5 more hours of like really hard hangover. So you're going to want to get to a TV and hope there's a NASCAR race on. A lot of people don't know this, but there's a lot of good things about watching a NASCAR race when you're hungover. One, you don't really have to pay attention. It's not like a movie. There's not like a plot. So you can just kind of like look over at it when you feel like it and like, you know, do kind of other things that your brain wants to do. You know, and I find the hum of the engines very, like, you know, relaxing. If there's not a NASCAR race, I don't know, like, just pick something you like to watch. But there usually is. When you're hungover, that's, a lot of people don't know this, that's why NASCAR was invented. It was like, they were moonshiners, and it was the next day, like, to give everyone, like, while they were hungover, they'd run around the track and, you know, give the people something to watch. Because they didn't even have TV back then. And so anyway, and as you watch TV, you're going to want to get out your notebook and you're going to want to write jokes. Because being super hungover provides the like perfect storm of feelings to write jokes, because you're miserable and all comedy comes from misery. And you're questioning reality just enough to like really get at something's core. And it's the best. So, you know, I would give you the advice to be really hungover all the time, but know how to deal with it. And I think that I've expressed how you should deal with it pretty substantially. I guess I should turn this over to someone else that's going to tell you how they deal with hangovers. Probably like a chump. This is where the host is supposed to come up, and so I know to get off the stage.
Todd Lewis, everybody. Yeah. Slowly but surely, the transformation's happening. I decided the hat was not a good idea. It made me look like freaking Michael Moore. Just not a great look on me. The glasses didn't help either. Before I go on to the next... the next one, I actually just remember the worst hangover I ever had, which was I go to a yearly event called Dragon Con every year, and it's this big sci-fi convention, basically nerdy grawl, and everyone gets drunk. Like, even me, I don't get drunk that often, and I got super hammered on Sunday, and I remember waking up, and I remember, oh, there's a RoboCop panel happening, and like Peter Weller and I forgot the actress who plays Lewis in the original RoboCop. they were going to be there and talk and stuff, but I was hungover. It's like, I remember, like, tooth and nail clawing my way to the panel and just remembering, like, all I, like, the entire time, just remember, I need to throw up. I need to get this out of my system bad. But RoboCop is watching me. I can't do this in front of RoboCop. He's gonna protect and serve my ass right now. But that's, like, long story short, I survived, clearly. So coming up to the stage with another hangover cure, who could probably help me out in that situation, is St. Thomas Ledoux. Yeah.
Hey guys, how's everybody doing? Having a good time today? Everybody feeling good? Feeling up? Feeling pepped? Right? Feeling upbeat? Feeling in charge of your lives? Feeling like you're ready to take control? I'll tell you what. People here talking about they got hangovers. I don't have hangovers. You know why? Because I got uppers, man. What am I up on? I'll tell you. I'm high on life, okay? I'm high on my own progress, my own self-sustaining self-fulfillment. I am in charge of what is going on in my life, I promise.
All right.
Okay? Yeah. Woo, woo. Sometimes, you know, you go out with the boys, you have a good time. It's a bachelor party. Your friend's getting married. You've known him since you were 10 years old. His whole life's ahead of him. He's finally signing off his rights to someone who gets to own half of his life because he's in love with this person. It's beautiful. So what does he do to celebrate? He isolates himself from her and hangs out with a bunch of people who remind him of himself 10 years ago. It's great. It's great. So what happens? Okay, you start drinking. You don't know when to stop. You know why? Because the only people who bought beer for the party brought Natty Light. Why? Because, again, it's 10 years ago. We're 15 together, everybody. That's what we drink. You get so fucked up on Natty Light and chicken nuggets because also who bought the food only bought a Chick-fil-A tray of chicken nuggets and candy bars. We are reverted. We are at a simpler time, and you don't have to worry about problems whenever you just simplify your life. What is my life right now? Okay, I'm drunk with my friend Chaz, who I haven't seen in 10 years. I got all the chicken nuggets I can eat and all the beer I can drink. I don't have to go anywhere because we rented a cabin and someone took my car keys. I got nothing to do but be blissful, y'all. Blessed. Blessed. Having a great time. Meanwhile, what's everybody else doing in the world? Drinking and having a responsibility. That's a mistake. Leave your responsibilities at home. I got responsibilities. You know what? They're weighing me down. They're bringing on a hangover. I feel like it. So here, how do we get out of this problem? Well, I don't know. Maybe let's turn off my phone so Diane can't call me. Sorry, Diane. I don't have child support this month. I'm trying to have a good time. Chaz has his whole life ahead of him. It's his day. What's always going to be about you? You and the fucking kid, Diane. I'm just trying to fucking have a good time. Stop calling. So you turn the phone off. You get in the hot tub. Why? Because you got to feel good, man. I'm full of chicken nuggets. I need higher air pressure outside my body to condense the insides than the air itself can provide. I need to get in the water, preferably hot water, so that my body also loosens, expands, reshapes. The chicken nuggets can find their way out because they are eating me from the inside. We haven't even gotten hung over yet, okay? You know why? Because we're not gonna. We're gonna stay in that hot tub until we fall asleep. Okay? Here's why. Everyone else thinks I'm lame. I'm not having a good time. Oh, St. Thomas only complains about how Diane broke his heart, but his life's not getting good. I can't find a fucking job. How he fucking doesn't remember his child's name. St. Thomas fell asleep in the hot tub because he can't even fucking drink a handful of Natty Lights. He ate the whole fucking chicken nugget tray we're gonna eat for dinner. Listen. St. Thomas is dreaming about what matters. What he's refocusing. All these things outside, they're trying to distract you. All your friends' questions about how do you pay rent, St. Thomas? What are you actually doing for a living? What's your kid's name, St. Thomas? I don't have the answer to these questions, okay? They're distracting me from figuring out what's going to make me feel better about myself. So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to sit in the hot tub. I'm going to make everybody shut the fuck up. I'm just going to keep on drinking. Go to sleep. When we go to sleep, what is St. Thomas doing? He's got dick between some titties, y'all. That feels so much better. You can't be hungover in that state of mind, even if you were. What you got to complain about? You made it either way. You wake up. Everybody's gone. There's a really confused cleaning lady at the cabin. Again, she's trying to bring you down that negativity. She goes, what are you doing here? You're supposed to have checked out at 11 a.m. 11 a.m.? What is time, man? I've been trapped in a titty fucking netherverse for 16 years. I figured everybody else was dead by now.
So how do you get up from this? How do we get past this point? We're stuck in the hot tub. The hangover's coming. It's all coming. By hangover, I mean just life in general. It's coming. People get mad because they feel bad in the morning. You don't feel bad in the... That's not a chemical reaction. You think the alcohol did it. No, that is the weight of reality coming back full force. You push it away because it always hurts a little bit, so you push it all away and it feels good. You feel good, you're sleeping in the hot tub. You're just like, don't fuck me right now. Just one more year of these titties. You can come back. Just give me one more year. And finally it comes back and hits you good. Last time I did that, I got a permanent lump on my head. I can't let it keep me down. I really did though. We'll see. Where am I going with this? Oh, that's right. Okay. Eventually the cleaning lady will come. You will be woken up in the hot tub. Then the hangover starts. All right, here's where you plan ahead. The one advice I got to plan ahead. Keep an Adderall in your dop kit. That's all. With your toothbrush and your toothpaste, and your deodorant. Just one, and then just get in the car, just drive away. Not back home. Anywhere. Just anywhere. Just into the sunset. Leave the phone at the cabin. Diana's never gonna find us, okay? Looks like that was it. Have a great night. Thomas Ledoux. We've never heard from him again. Wonderful advice. All of it. Beautiful. Beautiful. Coming. How are you guys hangovers? Like all of your experiences the same hangover simultaneously. How are you guys doing?
Woo!
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
It's not the morning yet.
It's not the morning yet. We're approaching the morning, but we're not quite there. Coming up next is Alex Linton.
So first. So I'm just gonna walk you through the hangover.
Real quick.
Don't mention shots right now. So the first part of your hangover is you're gonna wake up like it's 7 in the morning. And you're gonna be falsely confident that you're okay. You're gonna wake up and be like, I mean, I'm okay. I think I escaped it. You're gonna go back to sleep for 3 more hours. Then 10 a.m. you wake up and you realize the horrible mistakes you've made. Just by what your stomach is telling you. You know, your stomach's like, hey, for all the fun you had last night, let's get ready to pay for it. Next part of your hangover is next you're gonna lay in bed, you're gonna watch the entire extended edition of Lord of the Rings, the first 3, and then you're gonna start watching The Hobbit and realize what a shitty movie that is. You're gonna at one point take a nap and wake up wondering if somebody dumped a bucket of water on you, but you just sweat that much because you're cool and you party hard. So around noon you swear off alcohol for the rest of your life. Around 4 o'clock your buddy texts you, he's like, you wanna go to the bar? And you're like, nah. And then around 5 o'clock you're like, you'll still at the bar. And then you just go, you go out and you have 2 drinks and you're like, this was a giant mistake. I massively regret this. And you massively regret that. And you go home. You think some weed's gonna make you feel better. You take a couple puffs and you realize that it did not. And you run to the bathroom once again. Once again throwing up. I ate like an entire pizza before coming over here, so like, I know this all seemed like an act. I actually feel really sick right now. This is like this was literal just in case I threw up. So the steps of having a pizza hangover starts like this. At first, you're going to eat the whole thing, because you're like, I've been running lately. I deserve this. And then you eat most of it, and you're like, I feel pretty good. And then you get through your open mic set, and you're like, I feel pretty good. And then the pizza plus the 5-1 bars you ate earlier that day start colliding in your stomach. And it's a war down there, guys. I don't want to be graphic, but... like, there's more, like, you know, battle cries are being held. That's my battle cry in my stomach. What's one other hangovers? Let's Molly hangovers. Let's talk about that. First of all, you're going to wake up having experienced like the greatest night of your life. You're going to like, what the heck happened? I'm friends with everybody. It was great. And then about 30 minutes later, you're going to find yourself screaming at an inanimate object. Now, the thing is not to punch the inanimate object, because it is an object. It will win that argument. I've had many times where I'm like, fuck you, door, and I punch the door, and the door's like, whatever, bro, I'm a door, fuck you. And meanwhile, my hand's bleeding, and I'm like, alright, you win this one, door. I feel like the point of an argument... Anyways, Molly. when you do LSD, nothing bad happens, except if you're, you know, when it does. And when that happens, what you want to do... is you're going to want to talk to whatever religious authority you believe in, whether it be a priest, a rabbi, whatever the Unitarians do. I don't know what the fuck they do. Looks fun, though. Anybody Unitarian in here? Unitarian Universalist? You look like a Unitarian Universalist. That's not, and I mean that as a compliment, okay? I went to fellowship for like my entire life, and those people are pretty nice people, actually. I don't really have a lot to say about them. I'm getting the light here, so I'm going to drag this trash can to the back and try not to throw up. So thanks, guys. And I really am going to miss Knoxville and this mic. So.
Alex Lipton, everybody. Alex, we're going to miss you, too. And, like, I hate to say, like, we never heard from him again. This is just a running joke at this point. We got one more. We got some great advice on trying to cure this hangover, trying to establish some law in Friendly Town again. We're not quite there yet, but we have one more. Guys, we do this every week. Thank you guys. Thank you, everyone, so much for coming out here. You guys, everyone of you, you're awesome. We got one more. We do this every week. We don't know what the theme is next week, but we'll decide that. We'll put it up. Like us on Facebook. We're on there. You can email us anything you want, literally, at friendlytownmayor@aol.com, I think is our mayor. I like to think that we get it wrong every time. We're going to have a compilation of what the actual email address is at some point. But finally, coming up with the hangover cure that will cure us of this problem, once and for all, is Josh Lampley.
What's up, guys? This is occurring on Sunday morning. Saturday night's my night to go out and try to convert lesbians. last night it didn't go so well. I got berated, so I came home a little early, so I'm not quite as hungover as I usually am. But this is pretty much my go-to. So I get up around 11 o'clock. And about that time, I turn on the hit TV station TNT. I don't know if any of you guys have heard of it. That's pretty fantastic. And their go-to film series is definitely playing on Sunday morning, the Lord's Day. It's Fast and the Furious. So we've got Fast and the Furious Part 1. And I know you guys were wondering, how are you going to recreate this moment with Fast and the Furious if you don't have the Fast and the Furious up on stage? Don't worry, guys, I've got it on my phone, downloaded, so I'm just going to go ahead and hit play here, and hopefully it'll make some noise. If it doesn't, so be it. And so, as the opening credits start, you sit back in your friend's recliner, because you can't afford one of your own, and you slowly just let let the hangover wash over you. You made some coffee, but then you remembered that that doesn't help with hangovers. So you're not drinking anything at this point. And the idea here is you let the excitement of the cars racing build up a sweat in your body. And hopefully that'll just work the alcohol out. Now, I know what you're thinking. I don't sweat that much to Fast and the Furious. That's when Paul Walker comes on screen, and you're like, damn, R.I.P. Paul. And so you slowly just slip your hand into your pants. You just do this like 4 to 7 times. And you let those cars wash over you as you're doing it. Those motors, gets your motor going. And then when you come way earlier than you hoped. And then you fall asleep. And hopefully, when you wake back up, you won't be hungover anymore. Thanks, guys.
The Josh and the Lamp Lee, Tokyo Drift. Remember, if you're not out of control, you're not in control. Guys, I don't know how to say it. I think we're cured of hangovers. I think we did it!
Yeah! Woo!
I feel great. I feel fantastic. I hope every one of you feel as fantastic as I do right now. I could do jumping jacks, but that requires effort, and I don't want to extend that. But I do want to drink, and I think, you know, but surely that will never happen again. That will never happen again, and, you know, let's just party the night away, everyone. Thank you for coming to Friendly Town. We're here every week. Good night.